Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. All of us have experienced a loss or a grief in some way in our lives. Maybe you've been laid off from work, or you've lost your home, or your health, or your marriage. Maybe you've experienced a natural or a man-made disaster, or you've lost a loved one to death. Life is unfortunately challenging in many ways and painful for all of us at various times. And dealing with our own grief is one thing, but helping others, especially children, to cope through their grief is a much different experience. But I've found that as we come to help others see the light at the end of the often long and dark tunnel, we can also strengthen and heal our own hearts in the process. There's a new episode of the Mormon Channel video series, Gospel Solutions for Families, that talks about how to help and communicate with a grieving loved one. Kevin Broderick, an LDS marriage and family therapist, joins Sister Alberto, the second counselor in the LDS General Relief Society presidency, to talk about their own experiences with personal grief and to offer some tips that you and I can apply if we find ourselves in the situation of comforting someone else as they're grieving. The first suggestion they offered is to not force conversations with the grieving individual. Let them evolve naturally and let the person come to you, but in the meantime, let them know that you're there for them whenever they feel comfortable to come forward and talk about what happened. I think when we just let people know that we're on their side, that we're supporting them, and that we're available, that's when the most natural and the most healing and effective conversations can come. The second suggestion is to remember that everyone experiences loss and grief differently. We can't assign a time limit to grief or expect someone to act a certain way because of their grief. We have to respect the way that grief is affecting them and manifesting itself to them, but what we can do is just help them cope with it in a healthy way. I remember when I lost my baby girl last year, I took a couple of weeks off of work, and I just needed to be home. I needed to be with my husband, and I just needed to be sad for a little bit. And after a couple of weeks, I started feeling better. I started feeling stronger and more hopeful about the future and comforted by Heavenly Father, and I felt like I could go back to work. A lot of people thought that was too soon, and what I wanted to tell them was that this is what I needed. I needed to move on. I needed to be able to work again and to prove to myself that there were other good things still in the world. But at the same time, if someone needs longer to grieve, especially after the loss of a child, we need to remember not to judge them and not to think that they're taking too long or that they're avoiding doing other things. Everyone needs different things as they're grieving a loss. Something you can do, though, is to help people find meaning and purpose in their life again. Maybe it's reminding them of something great that they have to look forward to in the future, or a current blessing that they have, or a talent, or a resource, or an opportunity that they can tap into. It's just really important to point out that there are so many other good and beautiful things to live for, despite the losses and the pain that we see and experience around us. And then finally, especially with children, it's important to help them reestablish healthy routines in their life. So anything you can do to give them a sense of predictability or normalcy again will help get their lives back on track. So things like having family prayer or consistent meal times, going to church, having family nights, scripture study, and morning and evening routines together will help young children feel safe and taken care of. Well, if you'd like to learn more about this topic and watch this episode of Gospel Solutions for Families, you can visit mormonchannel.org and look up this video. And be sure to share it with someone who might really need it at this time. We're going to close today with a quote from Sister Linda K. Burton. And she said, "First observe, then serve." I really love that. That's so simple. And especially in this context of comforting someone who's grieving, we need to step back, watch them, get a feel for what they might need, and then step in and help them. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.